Welcome to WSG's podcast. Hello, Lakshmi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Okay, so we are going to talk about gender equality as our episode is revolving around that today. So I'm going to start with gender equality at home, because everything starts at home. So how is it in your house? Is there gender equality?
My first question to you is, what equality?
Very so, blunt.
Yes. So, in my house, we have a very traditional take when it comes to roles played by both me and my husband. It's a very traditional role in a sense that the woman in the house normally does the housework, taking care of kids, cooking and stuff like that, and the man, or should I say men, goes out to work, comes home, kicks his feet up, and relaxes at the end of the day.
So basically, it has been like that actually, look, even for Asians. I don't know about internationally, since we are actually reaching out to international people, I mean women all over the world, so you guys can actually share your views, your opinions, and how is gender equality like for you? Isn't it very common among Asians that the men is always the breadwinner of the house, and then the women is supposed to manage the house?
It used to be like that last time, but you know, as time goes by, you see more women going into work, because let's be honest, you can hardly survive on a one income especially if you have started a family in Singapore.
And Singapore is a first world country, so yep.
Yeah. So I'm sure all over the world, everything means money. So it's very hard for a man and a woman to start a family, especially when they're starting a family, to stay for one of them to stay at home and the other one to go to work. So true. Now, as time goes by, especially I think in the last 10 years, you see more women going to work. So it used to be like that. It used to be a one income kind of situation, maybe I would say during our parents' age, our grandparents' age.
Yeah, because the cost of living wasn't so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now sending kids to school, like childcare itself is actually quite expensive, but good that we have subsidies and stuff like that. We're not really paying that much.
But I think when it comes to kids also, our government has set a rule that, you know, a mother must go to work.
Yeah, even you if get an additional subsidy. Yeah, if you want an additional subsidy, you have to go to work. Like for me right now, my son just went into nursery one, and they only gave me 150 subsidy. Yeah, so they said if I'm going to work, then I get I think 300 more.
300
off, and that's a lot. And because of that, and obviously for other reasons as well, I have to actually go to work, like, because I need the money, and like, you know, that's the thing. But coming back to gender equality, even finding a job is difficult.
True.
Okay, like, as a female, you know that you have got, like, these few jobs that you can do, or like, it's like, female dominant, you know, like correct. admin, secretary, waitress,
HR,
yes, accounting, and all that. Even though, you know, in education wise, you know, men get to study it, women get to study it, but then when you actually go to look for that job, let's say if I were to look for a project engineering job, it's a male dominant job.
Correct.
So I don't think my even though I'm qualified educationally, like if I'm academically qualified, I don't think I can get the job as compared to a guy who has the qualifications for the job.
Very true. But you do see, I mean, you do see that a lot of that nowadays, especially if you go, I mean, straightforward, if you go to any company, you expect the HR to be a woman. If you go to the engineering department of the company, you expect all of them to be men.
Yeah.
And then the minute there's a woman in the department, everything is like, oh, can she do it? This is a male dominant kind of role. they look down. If she might have the same experiences, same qualification, she might have even studied the same, have the same educational background as all of the men down there, but still she'll be judged just because she's a woman.
You know what I think is the problem? I think, to be very honest, women are so strong today that they actually feel threatened if a woman were to come and get involved in like a male dominant job.
Correct.
Like, she might come and change up things, or if she's in the management level, she might just change up everything. Well, it's like men would prefer to, like, okay, I just want to do this and, like, you know, maybe not do anything more. But women would like to, like, I like to do more. I want to change up stuff. You know, we're always changing stuff. Even at home, we also change up stuff. We don't like to see things the way they are usually are. Like, we change up furniture, we change up this and everything.
Oh,
and
I have that problem.
I have that problem
too. I'm always rearranging furniture in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do have very big wardrobes at home.
Mm.
I do have a storage mattress at home, a storage bed frame at home.
Mm.
And then you are the one seeing, you would see me actually dragging those around the house because I cannot see anything in one place.
Like, even things like that, like even at home. Okay, since we're talking about gender equality at home, when you want to shift things and everything, isn't your husband going to come and like help you shift like furnitures, like thinking that you can't do it, or he helps because it's a male thing to do?
No. Okay, like I said before, my house, there's a very traditional take to gender equality.
Mm.
So what a man does and what a woman does. But I was brought up in a totally different manner. I was told to believe, and actually my father taught me this, I was told to believe that whatever a man can do, a woman can do as well. So you don't normally see my husband helping me in these kind of things. Unless I'm sick or I'm injured, you would see me actually moving those things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying heavy stuff and all that. Everything would be me.
In my household, I think before marriage, my husband was a different person. And after marriage... The husband's a different person. Why? Because in his house, I mean, small things like washing his own plates after meal time and all that, it's a normal thing for him. Okay? But like washing the toilet on weekends, or making the bed is very, very important thing. I think even if you're a girl or a guy, if you don't make your bed, something is totally wrong with you.
My husband doesn't make his bed.
Something is totally wrong with him.
I do it.
Okay. Yeah, I do it because it's something that my parents... I have a brother. So my mom and dad will always get us to make our beds. It's not like she makes her bed and then he doesn't need to make the bed, even though we had a maid. So it was like we still needed to do housework, even though he was a boy and I'm a girl, that kind of stuff. So being brought up that way, when after I got married to my husband, I kind of like had that expectation that we have this house. You keep saying that it's our house, but then I do all the work. That doesn't make sense to me.
Very true.
Yeah, I mean, if you say it's our house, then shouldn't it be like a 50-50 thing where you do certain housework? I'm not asking you to do everything. Like, come on, I sweep and mop the house. No one sweeps these days, okay? So, I vacuum and mop the house. And he washes the toilet every weekend. So, that is something like we have an equality of like shared housework. Even though I can do it any other time because I'm at home, but I think he needs to, you know, take some pride in maintaining the house. Then you can take some pride in calling it our house.
No. How? I wish I could do that. I mean, right now, because I have a helper at home, things are a bit different.
Mm.
But before I got my helper, gosh, I'm telling you, the cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of kids, feeding them, changing them, bathing them, to even our own chores, like, you know, simple as what you mentioned, making the bed.
Mm.
Or taking the trash out, or you know, simple things like that, mm-hmm. was all me.
Okay, let's talk about this. You, Lakshmi, has got three boys. Wow. So these are the next generation.
Yeah.
And okay, from what I have read in articles and everything, a lot of older generation people say that gender equality is not something that can be rectified and changed over in a night, correct. In a day. Correct. It has to be passed down, like, another two generations later, it probably would, yeah. You know, make a difference. But we have to start educating boys and girls also to be equal, to treat each other equally and not undermine her because she's a girl, or have some kind of, I don't know, some respect or some godly respect over boys because they're a boy, you know?
No, in my house it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, so how do you actually, are you teaching your boys, or is there anything, because you don't have daughters, so they don't have sisters to like practice that with, so do you let them do the work around the house?
Okay, so for me, it's a bit different. I have a 11-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So, needless to say, the 2-year-old doesn't do anything. But the 4-year-old and the 11-year-old, normally they have responsibilities of their own.
Mm-hmm.
So, things like cleaning up after their mess, keeping the toys, putting their plates back into the sink after they're done with their meals, putting the towels up after they're done with the shower, all these responsibilities I give them. And if they don't do it, normally what happens is, I'll be screaming my head off. And if not, there will be consequences like, okay, you're not able to go down and play, you're not able to watch TV, or something in that range. Yeah, I don't see it as a girl's thing to do or boy's thing to do. I don't believe in that thing.
Yeah.
So, if I tell you to sweep, you sweep. If I tell you to clean up or dust something, you do it. Because I've told this to my eldest son. I don't want one day when you get married, your wife coming to tell me, you know, what kind of son you've raised.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sure the mother would have been teaching her the right way to do things at home.
You know, we don't need to go that far, because I actually asked that to my husband. Like, didn't your mom make you do certain housework? I mean, it's not like he doesn't know how to do. Trust me, he knows how to do a lot of things. But it's just that maybe it's time. You know, like, you gotta get up and then you gotta go to work and all that kind of stuff. So, you don't have much time to do stuff in the house. And even on the weekends, you wanna rest. So, since the mom is at home, like, she does. Do I have rest? I'm a mom. I'm a full-time mom. Like, you know, it's the same as getting up and going to work. The time I get up and the time I go back to sleep. And even after when my child is not around, it's not... And people say that, oh, you can start shaking your legs, or you can take a break while your son is not around. Honestly, the time flies so fast. I'm done doing the housework and then I look up at the clock. It's like, okay, it's already time to pick my son up.
Correct.
So there's no rest. And it's like I'm working overtime and I've got zero pay. Zero pay. And I don't want thank you, I don't want anything. I just want him to, like, my husband to, like, probably, like, bring me out or, like, you know, pamper me, that kind of stuff. That's enough, lah. That's just recharge me. Okay? But the thing about him is that I'm actually quite blessed to have my husband with me, because he does help around and he does show gratitude. And I have this thing, if you can't clean it up, it's fine, don't mess it up. Right?
That's a very good rule.
Yeah,
that's
if you can't clean it up, it's fine. It's totally fine. And some things, I prefer to do it on my own because I think I have OCD. It's not diagnosed yet, but I think I have OCD. It's like I need to see things spick and span. I cannot, like, especially when I have a 2-year-old boy. He picks up anything on the floor and puts it in his mouth.
That's normal.
Okay?
That's normal.
So I need it to be clean and all that. So, and having a 2-year-old boy, I kind of like also get him to take his toys and give him some responsibility with the things he owns.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good step to actually like teaching him that he has a part to play in the house. It's not just only my job or his father's job, but everyone has a job in this house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I do not pick up his toys and put it in the box. If it's his toys on the floor, I just wait for him to pick it up and put it in there. Yeah.
True.
So, looks like we have a fair share of issues at home.
But I believe when it comes to gender equality, we can't do anything much about the previous generations, but yeah, we do have an option to make a difference with our kids and, you know, their kids in the future. So it really starts with us right now.
It starts at home. And that's why we actually started this topic and covered the home section first, because it starts from home. There's nothing we can do about people who have already, like, you know, outgrown the educating part. And it's not too late to learn and change yourself, but it's like a character. It's already been there. It's a habit. You know, it's so difficult to cut the habit or make them cut the habit or make them, you know, realize that, hey, we are all equal. You know, I don't think housework is something that is supposed to be done by women only. If you tell me that happened way back then in like centuries ago, I can understand that. But not now. It's so unacceptable. So yeah, do share with us what's your views on gender equality, and we will talk about it the next podcast. There's one thing that I need to actually tell you guys. For those of us who can actually see us, okay, we are Indians and we are Hindus, okay? So there's one thing that is really a problem, and that's gender equality in our culture.
Our culture is one of, I mean, our religion, our culture, however you call it, is actually one of the oldest in the world.
Centuries, decades, yeah.
And they always say that as time goes by, everything develops. In new stages of life, in new stages, in different years. But one thing that hasn't changed in our culture is gender equality. So, like, for a very simple instance, you don't really see it much in Singapore, but in India, Indians there, you hardly see the woman being allowed to go to work. And the minute they might be educated, they might have, you know, bachelor degree, masters and everything, but the minute they get married, they're forced to stay at home. What's your take on that?
It's interesting because I actually saw this show on Netflix. It was some Indian arranged marriage show. I totally forgot what's the title, but it was really, really very controversial because one of the couples, basically the mom is looking for a bride for the son, and the girl that they eventually liked was actually a girl who was highly educated.
I think she spoke to him separately
in the patio or something like that, and then she actually expressed her wishes to actually continue working after marriage, of which his face totally changed. And I was like, are you serious? Like, as an audience, and when I was watching the at the moment, I was like, are you serious? In this time and day, you're actually shocked that a woman says that she wants to study, and then why would her parents educate her and for her just to have a certificate and do nothing about it?
I think in India, okay, for I'm getting this from my maid, from my helper, she told me that normally guys' parents nowadays, parents of the groom, they normally search for, I don't know why, but highly educated brides.
But they don't allow them to work. So then you could have just gone for uneducated brides, right?
You would think. But then what happened was, when they sought out for highly educated brides, they believed that the bride would actually match their so-called status.
Caste and all that, right? Yeah.
Their status. Mm. So, and then there would actually be some sort of connection between their son and the future bride that's coming in. So they won't be like two worlds apart. So that's the reason why they sought out for higher brides. But the problem is, they sought out for brides who are highly qualified, but then they don't allow them to go to work after that.
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't understand, and I feel that it's, I mean, come on. Going back to what I saw in that show, I think he discussed that with his mom and dad and everything, and his mom is like queen control at home, and she was like, no way she's going to work. And my heart just dropped for her. I mean, come on, you have a bachelor's degree just sleeping at home, and you paid, and I think you pay really a lot for to get that kind of education.
Yeah.
And to do nothing with it is a total waste to me.
Yeah, but
you know, and even then, the groom's side is actually making the decision whether she should work or not. Like, it's not even her own wish whether she should be able to work or not.
But I think that's the sad part about the Indian culture. That this is actually quite
a norm.
Yeah, quite a norm. And I wouldn't even say just only in India. Mm. You would see the same thing in Malaysia as well. You would realize that most married women do not go to work in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why. Yeah. I think it's a bit off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is that I have a friend who is in Malaysia. She's Malay Muslim. She's not in like Tamil Indian. So her husband goes to work and she's at home. I mean, like, she's not going out to work, but I think the husband allows her to do home-based businesses like baking cakes but what she's doing is actually having a childcare in a house.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like babysitting come childcare, because she's not looking after one kid. She's like looking after 5, 6, 12 kids.
Okay.
She's staying in a landed property. So even that, I feel like, okay, so she earns money, but she's confined to the house. But what's the big deal about letting her go out? Like, what are they afraid of? Dominance. Probably, like, okay, because she can earn more than me. Is that... I have no idea, but maybe. Something that we should talk about. Yeah, and, like, for me, even, like, back then, my grandmother has got 6 kids.
Okay.
And she was at home looking after all the 6 children, and my grandfather was the only one who was working. And then out of the 6 children, there were 2 boys. So when they started working, they started contributing to the home.
Okay.
So, and back then, cost of living wasn't so high. So, you know, like, she doesn't need to work. But still, at that time and era, imagine if she were to say that I want to go to work, I've got 6 children, we need to go and get work, you know, money and all that. I think they would be like, no, that's not acceptable. The women should stay at home. You know, it would look like the men is incapable of providing for the family if the women were to go to work.
Correct. Very true.
Yeah. So it's like making the men feel less of a man if he cannot provide.
True.
And then the talk will go around like, oh, you can have so many children, but you can't provide for them. You know, it gets very ugly. So I can understand if it happens back then. But right now, if 2 people were to work, there are advantages.
Yeah, I think if 2 people work, I mean, in this day and age, if 2 people go to work, they could afford better things for their kids. They
so
could
much
afford
more.
A better life. I mean, imagine back then, you were mentioning that your grandmother has 6 kids.
Yep.
If both your grandmother and grandfather went to work, I think their kids would have had a better quality in life. Same goes for my grandparents and actually my auntie's parents, my godparents as well. If they were okay in working, like having a one person income kind of family, but they did not live a good life. They always struggled for food. They didn't get to enjoy the better things in life. I would say that
there's actually 2 types of living. One is just being okay, manageable, and then another one is being comfortable, like really comfortable. Comfortable in the sense that you just have to think, I want this, or you just have to think, I want to go here, and then you're able to do it, you're able to fund it. It's not like, okay, I want to go here, I want to do this, but I got to see how much I have in my bank.
Correct.
Yeah, you can, if one person is working in the house, then that is a situation where you start looking at, okay, how much do we have to spend, like disposal cash. But then if 2 people are working, you'll be like, oh, if you don't have it, then I'm going to pay for it. Like, you know what? Because I can afford it. So why not 2 income? Why 1 income? So come on, let the girl go to work, lah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, let the girl go to work. Plus, she'll be much more... You can have more conversations with a person who's working compared to someone who's just stuck at home and watching the news. I am one of them.
You sound very sad.
Yeah, but I cannot wait to actually... I'm actually not sad. I'm actually enjoying my time before I have to go and slog myself at work. So I'm actually right now just looking forward to get a job. But then now it's like, it's still scary because we are talking about gender equality, and job opportunities out there are like crazy. So And it's also COVID. I mean, there's COVID here, so, and everywhere around the world. So yeah, it's going to be another issue as well.
I think one thing that, when you're talking about gender equality, one thing that I also faced is in the workplace as well. As in, I'm a mother of three boys. Mm-hmm. And when I started work after my third child, there were a lot of concerns. Immediately when they saw that I was married, I didn't indicate on how many kids I had. The first question was, oh, so you're married? You have kids? And I don't think a man would face that. But the minute they asked me if I had kids, I said, yes, I'm happy with my three boys. And I said, yes, I have three boys.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the interviewer's face just drop.
Drop.
As in, drop. Like, it was so obvious that I was actually... like,
you knew already at that moment, okay, this is just a waste of time, you're not going to get the job, let's just move on.
Correct. And this the thing is that it's not one interview, two interviews. I would say, okay, this is just a rough number. Say, for example, if I went for 10 interviews, 9 of them would actually be like that. And it's
but this
very
is
disappointing.
So sad. Yeah,
and
so
the
sad.
Same thing, my husband went for an interview with his current job. I remember him going for an interview. They didn't ask him anything about kids and all that. So does it mean that a married man doesn't have commitment to his kids and only a married woman does?
Or more like, even though he has kids and all these things, like kids or a house or he's married and everything, it's not his job.
Yeah.
It's more like your wife should be worried. Your wife's boss should be worried, not you.
In the,
you know?
I mean, I've actually discussed this with my husband before, and I was telling, you know, if people want to behave like that, then Singapore, we have childcare leave. The childcare leave should only be given to the woman.
Yes, exactly.
Since men actually, in most places, men do not... it doesn't matter whether a man can have one kid or 10 kids. It doesn't matter to the company. But then when a woman has a child, she's like a big hindrance to the workflow down there.
Yeah, especially if your children are younger, then it's more of a problem because you need to take leave. You need to, I mean, like vaccination, a lot of stuff that you need to actually take time off from your work, and it's only possible to do all this during working hours, not after working hours. So yeah.
So that's one major point down there. Another one would be the kind of remarks that you get from working colleagues. And one of them would be, I actually got this in 2019 from a fellow working colleague. They were actually very open about how I was spending my childcare leave. And then it was quite hurtful comment. They was like, oh yeah, just because she's a mother, she has childcare leave.
And well, isn't that how it works? You have to have a child to be entitled for childcare leave.
Then he was saying things like, you know, a woman has special privileges and all that. He didn't know how hard it took for me to actually get that job. All these comments about being a mother, being a woman, or even though there was a point of time where I had to actually go down into the job site, and then he could blatantly, to my face, ask, you're a girl, you can go. That kind of remark from him. So, you see, it's not about only facing this kind of judgments from your employers, but your fellow working colleagues as well.
Anyone, yeah. You know. Yeah. But I think there are many changes that I can actually see in the industry. I don't... normally, front desk, when you look at front desk, you always think that it's a girl's job.
Correct.
Like, they always want a pleasant face. Like, I'm thinking, so men don't have pleasant faces, is it?
I guess not.
like every time, the admin is a female, the secretary is a female, the PA is a female. Come on. Like, men have pleasant... I have seen men who actually take, like, a lot of initiative to their grooming. Okay, now these guys do their eyebrows. Okay.
Yes.
And I know some guys also wear foundation, so and powder and all
it's
that.
It's not
kind
a crime
stuff,
to look good, you know.
It's not. So what is I mean, come on, there is gender equality down there where we think that it's okay for a man to wear makeup and get his eyebrows done. You see, the gender equality thing is not coming from the women, you know, it's coming from the men. So
I think for many years it's been like that.
Yeah.
Gender equality mainly starts from the men, because men do not allow women, at that point of time, men do not allow women to do certain things, to play certain roles and all that.
Yeah.
And as many years go by, many centuries go by, women start getting stronger, start to prove themselves in different kind of fields.
Worthy of being treated the same way as a man can.
Correct.
I mean, if he can get educated, so can she. So if he can work, so can she. So if she can do the housework and go to work,
so should he.
So should he. So exactly. So there shouldn't be any difference as to why he can't and you can. You know, that it shouldn't be that way. But actually, coming back to workplace gender equality, I do see some hotels, the front desk, there's guys down there.
Yeah.
And concierge. It's more to a man. Like
concierge,
more,
yeah. Concierge,
there's always a guy there. Yeah, but, you know, so these are a few steps to gender equality that I see that is happening. Like, I do see front desk, I do see receptionist. I mean, it sounds like a girl's title, right? It's receptionist.
It's made to sound like a girl's title, but yeah. Then nowadays, you actually see more men actually coming into this field.
Yeah.
Even customer service call center, it normally used to be women.
Yeah, but now you
can
get
hear
a guy.
More men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a good start, and hopefully it continues, and you know, it's not looked down upon if a guy were to say I'm working in a hotel as a, you know, as a front in the front desk. You know, it should be something that he should take pride, because any job is still a job and you're getting paid, so you should take pride in whatever you
yeah.
do. It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm doing this job, it's embarrassing or whatever. I mean, if you're
And we should stop labeling jobs.
Yes.
We should, when somebody, if a male actually goes and work in this front desk kind of job or admin, receptionist, whatever kind of job, we should stop calling this kind of job girly job. You're labeling it.
Yeah, don't do that.
We don't go and say a construction work is a man's job. You do see women in the construction industry nowadays.
Is she building houses?
She's not building houses, but she's the foreman. I've seen an engineer.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So we should stop labeling.
True. We should. So it starts with us. It starts with children. So we have to educate our children. We have to educate ourselves as well. If we want something to stop, be that change you want to be.
Correct.
Yeah. So don't expect change from someone else. If you change yourself, and that can actually create a ripple effect, and you can change someone else, like you can inspire someone else, you know,
right.
to actually, or maybe it's just a thinking conversation, like you can actually discuss it with somebody else, and it actually alarms them, and like, oh yeah, you know, it can get set you thinking, like, yeah, actually, yeah, this happens, like people are labeling these jobs as like a women job, or like, you know, I know this guy is actually taking pride in his job, like it actually becomes a conversational piece. Yeah. What is the other thing that we wanted to talk about?
Sexism.
Sexist jokes. Okay, I have to tell you one thing. It's just today that I had this experience, and it so happened that it happened today. So I told you that I'm actually looking for a job.
Yes.
So I called up a friend, and I told my friend, hey, I'm looking for a job. If you know any job opportunities, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I have this friend who has a office in the central parts of Singapore.
CBD?
Yep. As we know it here as CBD. I told him, so what is the job about? Then he was like telling me, oh, you basically just need to oversee stuff. You need to do accounts, manage accounts, and do admin stuff, and also be the forefront of the company. So I was like, I like that, you know, because you get to meet people and your mind is active. It's not like I have to sit down there and earn my money. I don't feel productive in that sense. And time goes very slow in that kind of jobs.
Yeah.
Where you basically don't do anything. And I like to be functional, like to be more productive at work. So he was like, okay. Then he told me, actually, when that guy started his job, I had you in mind when he was looking for an admin.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay. So what did you say? Then he was like, I told him that, you know, there's this girl, she can do it very well, the job, and you know, she can be the forefront, and this is exactly what you're looking for, but she's married and she has a kid. And he was like, what, she's married and she has a kid? Then I'm like, okay, so what? Now I don't get the job because I'm married and I have a kid? Or he still wants to take me because my face is still the same as,
wait,
you know?
Wait, wait, wait. How does that affect your ability to do the job?
Exactly. You see, if he is looking for someone to do the job and to get the job done, then yes, I am that person. But if you're looking for someone you can have, how you say, office masala? Is that how you put it? If you're looking for something more than, you know, extracurricular activities at work, and you expect the admin to be single, I don't know what is that. Like, is that even supposed to be a requirement? Like, so if that is what he's looking for, then I'm definitely not the girl. But what I'm thinking is that, so now that I'm married and I have one kid, does that mean it's like $100 off the salary that you were supposed to give me? Like, what, do I get lesser of a pay because I have a child, or what? But I can understand one thing, if like, because I run my own business before, so I was like, if I was a boss, would I take someone who has a family, or would I take someone who's young and who doesn't have a family? You see, that was a dilemma. And I, to be very honest with you, I personally took the person who didn't have a family and got the job done.
Why?
Because I know that the privileges that comes, because this person is, I mean, this person is married, like, you know, because of all the leaves and all the extra stuff that they need to take. And I needed someone to be around the clock. So I knew that around the clock is going to be difficult for a woman who is already working and around the clock. Even before I need her around the clock, you
know? So commitment levels.
Yeah, so it's because it's an around the clock job, I didn't deem her to be worthy, candidate for that job.
Okay.
I needed someone who is like basically extremely free, doesn't have a child, can work around the clock because that's all he wants. He was a boy. So, and he did perform. So I think as a boss, we are also at like a split road when it comes to choosing the candidate. It depends on how much the job actually needs this person. So, but we can. I could have. Maybe she would have done 10 times better than him, right? So yeah. I mean, if I never try, I would never know. So I'm guilty of not giving that woman the opportunity to actually perform. And if she didn't, then I could always replace her.
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean, I think this, it starts with just giving the opportunity, and if they don't perform, then I think it's only right that they get replaced. But depriving them of an opportunity to even perform was a mistake.
Correct.
Yeah. So yep. Guilty. Oops.
Yeah. I mean, even for my current job that I hold as well, like I mentioned, this is a God-given job to me. My boss is God-sent.
Yes, so because your boss has got babies.
My boss has kids. Mm. But the thing is that I'm actually very 100% positive that even my previous employers, those who has hired me, have kids as well.
Mm.
But in Singapore, to be very honest, as a Singaporean, this is the first job interview that I went for which did not criticize the fact that I was a mother. And there was a married woman. And the fact that a lot of people started saying that, you know, if you hire a married woman, if you hired a woman in particular, there will be a problem in actually her commitment level. So she would have, it's this very typical thinking that a woman of no matter what stage she is in her life, would have some kind of commitment level either to her parents or maybe to his fiance, or when she gets married, or things that her commitment level is going to change, and when she has kids it's going to be worse. I have three boys. In my job I work around the clock. You will see me up at 2 a.m. You'll see me working at 10 p.m. It doesn't matter. In the end of the day, it's whether you can juggle your time. It shouldn't be this way, in the fact that people are actually turning down women because of the commitment levels that they have.
True. True.
Yeah.
True.
So that's one major thing that I faced, and then I had an employer to tell me off actually before during an interview. I first time meeting him in my life, and he told me, I don't think we're gonna hire you. The chances are not high that we're gonna hire you because the fact that you have kids, and you're married.
I don't know whether to appreciate their honesty or to feel offended. You know, it's like in between. Are you supposed to feel good after that? I mean, come on, they're just being honest.
Yep.
Right.
They're being honest, that's true. But the thing is that, why is it different for a married man who has kids? If you're trying to be equal, you put fair opportunities in your job profile, in your company profile, fair opportunities and all that. But then you do not actually portray the same when somebody comes down for an interview. A married man and a married woman is seen differently.
Yeah.
So why is that so?
I don't know. Maybe men are not expected that much at home. Right. I mean, come on. Even if they would... Okay, let me ask you one thing. If things were to change in a way that... Okay, you take a break from everything that you do as a mother at home and as a wife.
Okay.
And roles were to switch. That means he basically stays at home. Do you honestly think he will know how to run the household without you?
No.
You see? So that is why I'm saying, even if they were to say, hey, you know what? Take a seat. I'm going to run the house today. Or maybe for the entire week. You just know they're going to screw it up.
Yeah, very true. I wouldn't even give a day. Just a few hours, actually.
And he's like, no. Oh my God. I don't know how you do this. But yeah, you just continue doing it. That's what they will say. Right. So that's the thing. It's like, even if they wanted to, we don't think they would do a good job.
Yeah, very true.
So,
and it's not that we are downplaying men in this instance, but the thing is that we primarily hold the roles in the house like that, and we know that certain jobs, like how men think women can't do certain roles,
yeah,
we know men can't hold their ground in the house.
So, we are also guilty of it. Yeah. But we want to change things. So, I mean, like I start small. Like, okay, so my husband is doing housework and all that, right? I also get him to change my son's diaper and shower my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that... changing my son's diaper wasn't so difficult because, you know, when I was in under confinement and everything, so he's able to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as and when I needed him, like, really needed him, then he would change it. It's not like, can he just do it? You know, it's not like that. Or he would just do it on his own account. But bathing him was something that I felt that, okay, it's training for both of you.
Yeah,
get true. Used to the idea. And so I told my husband, you know what? Bathe him today. And he was like, what? Me? I don't know. Then I said, I'll guide you. And then he did it. And then obviously when he was doing it, I was a bit offended because I was like, oh my God, he's not doing it right. He should be like, you know, cleaning the butt better, but he's not.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I do appreciate my husband is in matters related to the kids,
mm-hmm.
like bringing them out, making sure that they have their meals, change when they're younger, changing their diapers, showering them. He was always active in it. I didn't have to tell him to do it. If he feels that it is time for them to take their shower, or if he feels that, you know, someone needs a diaper change, he will actually do it on his own. So that I can appreciate my husband for, and that is one thing that it. The small things that he does like that shows me that, you know, I mean there's still work to be done, but then shows me that, you know, he treats me as his equal, and he knows the kind of things that we have to go through as women as well.
Yeah, with that being said, if he doesn't change the diaper now, we're not going to change his diaper when he's old. Come on, we all will have to wear a diaper one day, but I hope we don't have to. But yeah, if you can't change a diaper, then you can't, you know, that's just bad.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, we're just going to wrap up today's topic on gender equality. I'm very sure you guys would have relate to some of the things that we said or most of the things that we say. Whatever it is, do leave us a comment or get to us via our email at wsginternational@gmail.com. It will be in our description below, so you guys can send your opinions and requests on which topics we should be talking about. So, thank you for joining us. Signing off.
Thank you, guys.